Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has launched counteroffensive actions in its Kursk region to dislodge Ukrainian forces who stormed across the border 5 weeks ago and put Russian territory under foreign occupation for the first time since World War II. Zelensky's comments in Kyiv on Thursday came shortly after Russia's defense ministry said Moscow's forces had recaptured 10 settlements in Kursk and listed their names. A UN report on Thursday said Gaza's economy has shrunk to less than a sixth of its size when the Israel-Hamas war began nearly a year ago, while unemployment in the occupied West Bank has nearly tripled. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reports.
Pedro Manuel Moreno is the Deputy Secretary General for the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, which authored the report.
Gaza's GDP has dropped by an alarming 81% in the last quarter of 2023 alone. This has led to a 22% contraction in GDP for the entire year.
Declining international aid and revenue deductions and withholdings by Israel are also adding to the strain on the Palestinians, the report said.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential nominee, addressed supporters at a rally in the swing state of North Carolina on Thursday, 2 days after a debate between her and Republican nominee Donald Trump.
I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate.
The former president said earlier on Thursday in a social media post that he would not do another debate before the November 5th election.